Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi, dear. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. Now, guys and dolls, some poet guy or other once wrote like, some is born great. Others achieves greatness. Some have greatness thrust upon them. Oh, yeah. I remember it so good on account of I had to write it out 200 times once while I was in public school 69. Anyways, my buddy Red, he comes in the first lot. Yeah, he was born great. A great kingside idiot he was born. Mind you, I will say one thing about Red. He is consistent. Yep, he is still a great king-size idiot. I often wonders how I got involved with him in the first place. I wonders why I stays. Ah, but then what can you do? Well, that don't mean you can toss him over the side. And that was about to score with Kowalski. I couldn't toss him overboard. Ha! Not even when the singing bug bites him again.
You see, Chuck, writing a song is easy. I mean, you just gotta get words to rhyme, you know, like moon and June and kiss and bliss and sweet and feet.
Who ever heard of a song about feet?
But there was one. Anyway, that ain't the point. The point is, you find a song to write, you write it, record it, sell a million copies, and that's all there is to it.
Is that so?
That is so.
So how far has you got?
Sweet and feet.
Oh, boy, great start.
Now, tunes, you know, I can't think of. Anyway, they used them all already.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's only 8 notes, you know. Dope, rave, meat, farm, soul, heart, eat, dope. So they must have used them all by now. So I figured I'll use a tune that's already been used, you know, like April Showers. Now, that's just about my favorite song. All it needs is new words. It could hit the big time.
It already hit the big time.
Quibble, quibble, always quibble.
Oh, no. So how far you got?
I told you, sweet and feet.
To the tune of April Showers?
Yeah.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Listen now. I'd know my baby just by her feet, because my baby's feet are so sweet. How's that so far?
Great. But what's this songwriting kick all of a sudden?
Well, in this True Romantic Pictures, I was a teenage songwriter. They's offering a prize for the best song, see? I'm gonna enter.
Well, you gotta do better than that.
It ain't finished yet.
I wouldn't bet on it.
You think maybe I should forget the feat?
Well, Red, it ain't what you would call exactly a romantic start, is it?
Oh, I don't know, I don't know. I mean, what about raindrops? Somebody got away with raindrops are falling in my teeth.
No, 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 leave us not start that again. But how can you say feet is sweet?
Why not?
If I was you,
yeah,
and I was for real about this competition,
yeah,
and if I was really going to enter,
yeah,
I wouldn't.
Very funny.
Forget it, Red Buddy Boy, forget it. And I did. Yeah. I had plenty other things to occupy my mind right then. Like I knew it was rolling around to our anniversary. No, not our wedding anniversary, on account of my broad and me ain't hitched. No, but you knows what dames is. And my dame Myrtle is no exception. No, she kept track. It was coming up for 16 years since we first went out together. That's what the anniversary was all about. Yeah. Now, the problem was, what to buy her? I had to be real foxy, see? I mean, I had to give her something that would be, like, romantic, but not so romantic that she'd get onto the old marriage takes again. As you can see, folks, a problem. Anyways, my buddy Red didn't forget about this songwriting contest. No, sir. When I gets back to our apartment that evening, comes 5:30, along with my broad Michael, we's gonna go out and see a movie or something later. There he is, still at it.
You see, Chuck, all the good ideas has already been used. Huh? I mean, you know, I sung a song called I'm in the Mood for Romance. Then I remembered somebody beat me to it with I'm in the Mood for Love. You see, I'm dreaming of a white Thanksgiving. It's too late, you see. Irving Talboy got in with I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
What's with him?
Take no notice, honey. Anyways, it wasn't Irving Talboy. It was Irving Berlin.
They even beat me to that. Now it looks like my best bet is still Sweet Feet.
Sweet Feet?
Take my tip, sugar. Leave him be. Sweet Feet. You won't make no sense.
I'm writing a song for the True Romantic Picture Songwriting Competition.
Oh, what's the prize?
That's what makes it so exciting. The prize is a secret.
Great competition.
Yeah.
Still, what you expect with a rag like that?
Rag? Rag? Do you know, Myrtle Smedley, that magazine has done more to stop crime than any other?
Stop crime? That's nonsense.
Is that so? Is that so? What about I Was a Teenage Jack the Ripper, True Romance in Pictures?
Well, what about it?
Well, they put a stop to Jack the Ripper, didn't they? Today, there ain't one single Jack the Ripper.
How's about a snort, honey?
Well, I think I should have strong black coffee. Helps the brain wake.
Yeah? Well, I better make you a couple of gallons.
If you don't like sweetened feet, how about sour and flour?
What kind of song could you make out of that?
Easy. Although, my darling, you're feeling sour, I'm gonna send you a lovely flower. See? You already got two lines if you joint that up with the feet bit.
Let's talk about something else, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, where are we going tonight?
Well,
I'm making a mistake using the tune that's already been used. I should write me a brand new one.
Oh, so all of a sudden you can write music, huh?
Writing them, Emily. All I need is a piano.
And where is you going to get a piano? I mean, how can you afford it?
And where would you put it anyways? I mean, this joint's so full of junk already,
Up little things. Don't you worry, I'll get my piano.
Yeah, okay. Well, if we is going to get a bite to eat before the show, maybe we ought to make a move, huh, honey? What do you say?
That's very kind of you, sugar, but I'm going to be busy on my song.
I was talking to Myrtle.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. There's a new Chinese place I'd like to try.
Okay, baby, let's hit the road. See you later, Ed.
My baby's feet smell pretty sour. I think I send her a sweet flower.
Myrtle and Meatloaf, leaving Kowalski battling with the lyrics of the All-American song. Well, we hadn't been gone more than half an hour. Comes a knock at the door of the apartment. I don't know what it is, but salesmen seem to sniff out Kowalski. He is the easiest mark in the whole of the United States, I'm sure. Anyways, Kowalski is busy trying to find a rhyme for rhubarb. Don't ask me why. When comes a knock at the door.
Rhubarb, bubob, cubob, dubob. Hubob, 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 Hubob. Okay, I'm coming.
Good evening. We're conducting a survey of the suburb.
Hey, that will do if you pronounce it Hubob.
Really? Well, may I come in?
Sure, Emily. I'm trying to write a song.
Oh, then it is indeed your lucky night.
Yeah? You selling songs?
Oh, no. We are selling pianos. Second-hand reconditioned pianos at giveaway prices.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Where do I sign?
You mean...
I want it.
But I haven't given you the sales talk
then
yet.
Then give me the piano.
No, I have to give you the sales talk
first. I don't
want
the sales talk.
You know something? I've spent
piano.
6 months learning how to give a sales talk. They taught us how to handle all kinds of customers, the difficult ones, the ones who think they can't afford it, the ones who want too much on the trade-ins, every kind of potential customer we might come across. And tonight, for the first time, I'm out selling. And what happens? The first guy I come across, you, doesn't want to hear the sales talk.
I need a piano. I'll take it.
Wasting 6 months of my time. Not to mention the instructors, the people who taught me how to sell. It ain't fair. At least let me tell you the advantages.
Listen, the piano's got 88 notes, huh? Some black, some white. You sit down and you plays. You got a soft pendulum and a hard pendulum.
Pedal. You mean pedal.
Don't be ridiculous. Pedals you get on bicycles. What do you think I am, stupid?
You get pedals on pianos, too.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
I suppose with your pianos, you don't play them, you ride them, right?
Look, sir, if you'll only let me explain. Now, listen. For instance, all our pianos have an iron frame.
You sure you ain't selling bicycles?
And the keys have a very soft touch.
You do not get keys with pianos. You come with bicycles so nobody can steal them.
Oh, please, sir. Now, if you just let me explain.
You already explained. I don't need a bicycle. I got a cab, right?
Look, let's start again. I'll come in and you say that you want a piano.
I change my mind. I don't want no bicycle. Good night.
But you're all mixed up.
You'll never sell pianos if you keep describing bicycles.
First plan. He wants to buy a piano and he talks himself out of the sale. I think I'll get drunk.
That ain't not a bad idea. You know what? I'll join you.
Yeah?
Boy been here. How about a snort?
Well, this is very unusual, but I think in this case I'll make an exception, man. Yes, I will have a drink.
Great. Then maybe you can help me write this song.
Anything, anything. Bring on the bourbon.
So while Red was driving the piano salesman cuckoo, me and my broad Myrtle was getting stuck into Egg Foo Young. Oh, I must say I goes for this Chinese food. The only thing I don't go for is bird's nest soup. What I mean, think of what them birds might have been doing in their nest. Yeah. Hey, Myrtle was in a good mood for once. Now, don't get me wrong. She is a sweet broad, my dame. But like all women, I suppose. They get their days when they don't feel like being pleasant, you know. But this night was an exception. Especially when she gets a fortune cookie. Now, I don't know if you has them in South Africa, but a fortune cookie is like a Chinese sweet thing, and inside there is a small piece of paper with your fortune written on it. And when I tells you that Myrtle's read, within a 7, you will be married, oh boy, she was a ball of fire. She thought it meant 7 days, of course. I didn't tell her it might be 7 years. Howsomever, by the time we was drinking wine comes the end of the meal, she was feeling all romantic. Oh, boy, yeah. And for Myrtle, that is really something else.
Gee, I ain't enjoyed myself so much in a coon's age. Oh, Chuck, you're so sweet to me.
Yeah, I must watch it. I don't want it to become a habit. Have some more wine?
Yeah, why not? Gee, I sure am having a swell time, Chuck.
Well, you could sure do with it.
What does you mean by that?
Well, you ain't exactly fat sugar. In fact, some people might say you was a bit skinny.
Is that so? Is that so?
Nah, just a gag. Honey, I like you the way you is.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm crazy about the way you is.
So I make cracks about it being time I swelled a little?
Now, look, honey, leave us not argue. Not tonight, anyways. I mean, tonight is sort of special, ain't it?
Why is tonight special?
What? You mean you've forgotten?
Why special?
The date is August 9th, right?
Right.
August 9th, 1970, right?
Right.
Well, on August 9th, 1954, you and me went out for the first time together. That's when we first met, remember? That's why the celebration.
Ah, so you were celebrating the fact that you were dodged to trip up the aisle for 16 years, is that it?
No, sugar. I was celebrating that I has known you for 16 years.
Fine thing. Any other guy you met abroad 16 years ago will be celebrating at least his 15th wedding anniversary. And
can
think about celebrating is the fact that we ain't been married for 15 years. Fine thing. Take me home. I've had enough of this lousy Chinese food anyway.
Michael, just now you
never
said...
Never mind what I said just now. I changed my mind. Let's go.
And he and Red is writing the song of the year. Or so they think.
You see, the way I feel it, the rhymes is the hard bit.
No, but it don't have to rhyme. In fact, today it don't even have to make no sense at all.
Is that so?
That is so.
No.
I mean, you could start with, I woke at 7:30 and the time was 4:05.
So I put on my pajamas and waltzed around the floor.
No. You're rhyming again. Try again.
Okay. So I put on my pajamas and waltzed around the ceiling.
That's better.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. It's my turn. I pass a roaring lion with a candle in each ear.
And the raindrops kept on falling through the floor and up the wall.
Hey, that's pretty good.
You
that's
too?
Pretty good. Let's see how it goes the whole of you singing, huh?
Okay, all right. I woke at 7:30, and the time was 4:05.
Too fast.
I woke at 7:30, and the time was 4:05.
Better, yeah.
So I put on my pajamas, and I waltzed around the ceiling. I passed a roaring lion with a candle in each ear. And the raindrops kept on falling through the floor and up the wall.
Oh, wow.
That ain't bad, you know.
Pretty good.
Maybe I will buy one of your bikes.
Now we've got to get Laminolite. I mean, that's easy because that doesn't even have to be words.
You mean Scooby-Doo?
No. Sinatra did that in Strangers in the Night.
Oh, well, how's about, like, the sound of the raindrops falling up the wall?
Uh-huh.
Plink-plunk.
Plink-plunk.
Plink-plunk, dribble.
Dribble.
Dribble, oozy, plunk.
Yeah. That's really something else. Really, really. That's very good.
Now, we got to finish it off, see, somehow. Uh-huh. Now, how's about... let me think. So I took off my pajamas and I woke up once again.
That is brilliant. Let's have another bourbon to celebrate. What's the prize going to be?
Don't know. It's a secret.
How's about this piano?
You sell piano too?
Yeah.
For the bicycle?
Certainly.
Okay, I'll take one. When can you deliver?
Tomorrow morning?
Great. I'll write the music and just wait for the price.
Well, if you'll just sign it here.
Certainly, I'll sign.
That's a very big signature.
Another bourbon?
Oh, no thanks. I have to be on my way. Well, thank you for a most enjoyable evening.
Your pleasure. Night.
Michael, meanwhile, was shuttling herself into a bath of acid. Yeah, she was getting real short with me. Who'd have thought it? I thought I was doing the right thing, remembering the anniversary of our meeting. But no. The only anniversary she wanted to know about was our wedding anniversary. Anyways, Kowalski is very busy polishing up his prize-winning lyrics. Yeah, and me and Michael was on our way to her apartment. Now, guys and dolls, I wouldn't say that the atmosphere was exactly friendly. Though I was doing my best.
16 years, my mother always warned me about you.
Yeah, but you didn't warn me about your mother.
Something wrong with my mother?
No, nothing. I worship the ground that's coming to her.
Very funny. I must say my mother was onto you from the beginning. She told me we'd be walking out for so long that I'd wear my feet down to the knees before I got you to the church.
Honey, listen, it ain't that I don't want to marry you. It's just that, I figures a guy should have his freedom first. You know... Just sow a few wild oats, huh?
Yeah, the number of wild oats you must have sold in the last 15 years must be enough to provide food for the starving millions of the world.
Come off it, honey bunch. You knows I never looked at another dame.
Yeah. Ah, likely story. Anyway, step on it. Drop me home. I've had enough of this night.
But you said you was having a swell time.
Don't start on that skinny business again.
I wasn't honest. Oh, come on, baby.
Just drop me at the apartment block. Here it is. You needn't bother getting out and seeing me to my apartment door.
But sure,
don't sugar me, you midget.
Yeah, midget, is that so? I'm a midget, huh? Okay, I'd sooner be a midget than somebody who dare turn sideways on account of they might disappear.
That did it. Stop the cab. Here we are anyways. And don't bother seeing me out. Good night. Thank you for a lousy evening.
Oh, Michael!
Good night! I better get upstairs as soon as I can. That lousy Chinese food is likely to make me sick.
And she scrammed. Dames, I can write a book about what I don't understand about them. Yeah. Anyways, when I get back to the apartment, Kowalski has gone to bed. Worn out with the composing, I suppose. Anyways, I also feel the day has gone on long enough, so I hitch the sack, too. Next morning, we hitch the rank at the usual time, after a silent ride with Myrtle. I usually lift her to work, and Kowalski is already sitting in his cab with, of all things, a sheet of manuscript paper. Yeah, you know, the stuff they write music on.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, what the heck is that?
It's special paper for writing down music on.
And what does you think you're going to do with it?
I'm writing a song. What else?
I thought you were going to use April Showers.
Well, that was the first idea. But you see, I wrote the words last night with this guy I bought a piano off of, and the words don't fit April Showers.
So
I'm writing new music.
You can't write music?
Why not?
Because you don't know nothing about music.
Look, it's very simple.
Oh, yeah?
You got these five lines with spaces in between.
Yeah.
You just put dots or circles in the spaces or on the lines. Then you write the words over the top.
Yeah.
Then the judges will be able to play and sing your song, see?
But you don't even know what sounds you're putting down.
Well, I think about that. Yeah, I figures it don't really matter. I mean, it's bound to be a tune, ain't it? Just you wait till I wins our mystery prize.
I will believe it when I see it.
You gotta use possible thinking.
Positive.
I'm certain. Possible thinking.
Anyways, you got your problems, I got mine.
What's wrong?
Red, it's that broad of mine again, that Moidel. Now, last night, I figured it would be a good idea to celebrate the fact that we has been walking out for 16 years. You know what? She gets the stone zonked to me on account of we ain't celebrating our 16th wedding anniversary. Now, I gotta buy her a present that'll put her in a good mood again, you know. Something to make her think that the 16 years walking out was worthwhile. And I can't think of nothing.
16 years walking out, huh?
Yeah.
Why not buy her a pair of boots?
Look, you just get on with your music, Beethoven.
Oh, a bicycle. Then she wouldn't have to walk. This guy I bought the piano off of sells bikes, too, you know.
Oh, yeah? You did what?
I bought a piano.
And where does you think he was going to put it?
Oh, it'll fit in somewhere.
Oh, yeah, somewhere. Like where? The bathroom. It's about the only place that ain't full of junk.
Make a funny kind of piano stool, though, wouldn't it? You'd have to sit on the...
Well, you knock it off. Now, we ain't buying no piano.
But I signed the order.
Well, you can just cancel the order. Whoever heard of a piano in a bachelor apartment?
Oh, Chief Chuck.
Never mind the old Chief Chuck. You got your company in order?
Yeah, of course I have. What do you think I am, stupid?
So give it to me.
What for?
On account of I am going to phone up this geezer and cancel it, that's why. And I did. And just in time, I want to tell you. They was already loading the piano. Sometimes I think that Kowalski should be put away for his own good. A grand piano yet. Yeah, it was a grand he'd ordered. Anyways, that solved the one problem. But there was still what to do about Moitl. Red sent off his song to True Romancing Pictures. Yeah, some chance he stood. And it must have been about a week later when he comes running up to my cab. I am still thinking what I can do to get Moitl to speak to me again. I mean, it is pretty difficult having a dame who don't open her mouth. I didn't realize till then how much I missed her nagging. Yep, there was only one thing would put it right. A present, you know, dames. Buy him the right thing at the right time, and everything is fine again. The only question was, what was the right thing? Oh, anyways, like I was saying, Kowalski comes dashing up to my cab, waving a piece of paper like crazy.
Hey, Chuck.
What?
Look. I don't believe it.
What is it?
I won. My song won first prize.
Ah, don't give me that.
You have a look-see. Here's the letter.
Huh? Dear Mr. Kowalski, it is with great pleasure that we inform you that your exciting composition, So I Put on My Pajamas and I Waltzed Around the Ceiling, has won first prize in our songwriting competition.
See?
Hey, the unusual lyric quality combines with the unexpected musical structure to make this one of the most exciting works we have come across in many years. How about that? We have pleasure, therefore, in advising you the great mystery prize is yours. If you open the sealed envelope, you will discover what you have won, and I am sure it will thrill and delight you.
Wonder what it is.
Well, ain't you opened it yet?
Nope. There's got to be a ceremony. I'll wait till tonight, and then Myrtle can come round, and the three of us can see what it is.
Yeah. With my mazel, it's going to be a piano. Anyways, that night, Myrtle comes round to our joint, and with a great ceremony, Kowalski opens the sealed envelope. Myrtle still wasn't doing much talking. Just the occasional yeah and no. Mostly no. But that's just force of habit. Anyways, Kowalski insists on making a whole big deal of the whole gewiss. He pours us each a glass of champagne. Local, of course, which he bought round the block. And then he opens the envelope.
Gee.
So what is it?
Heck.
So tell.
Jeez.
It ain't a piano, is it?
No such luck or hit.
So what does it say?
It says, a free honeymoon at any resort in the USA with all expenses paid. Now, for Pete's sake, what am I going to do with that?
Hey, hold it. Now, you don't want the prize, huh?
I should say not.
But you would like a piano.
Yeah.
Well, I has got me an idea. You can have the piano you ordered. We'll throw out the old Chesterfield. And I'll go halves with you on the payments, eh?
Gee, Chuck, that's great. But why?
Then you give me your prize.
You mean...
Now, hold it. Now, this is my idea. I figures that if me and Myrtle goes on that honeymoon, well, it might help to clear the atmosphere between us, huh?
You proposing, Chuck Edwards?
No. You see, the idea is this. We don't want to rush things, honey. So we goes away on our honeymoon first. Then if we likes it, we gets married. Now, what do you say, honey?
What do I say? Have all the low-down dirty conniving...
Michael!
Don't throw the champagne bottle!
Yeah, 3 stitches yet. Well, I didn't mean it like Myrtle thought I meant it, though I wouldn't have said no. Yeah, what I meant was we went away together, separate rooms, you know. At least we would have been away from Kowalski in New York for a couple of weeks. Well, when she finally calmed down, she thought it might be an idea at that. I mean, we was both due for a vacation, and it was as good a way as any to celebrate our 16 years of walking out. I gotta say, though, the hotel manager at the place we booked our honeymoon vacation, he was a bit surprised when we took separate rooms. But it did Myrtle the world of good. And Kowalski got his piano. Oh, no. That's another story. Okay, that's it for this week, guys and dolls. Hey, drive safely. If I don't see you through the week... That's right, I'll see you through the window.